There were days that changed your life forever, though at first they felt perfectly ordinary. You got up, you got dressed, you prepared to go to work and Charlie Mike the hell out of the day. Continuing the mission was what Colonel John Viper Mendez lived for. Every day he sent teams around the world to save pieces of it, and every night he went to bed knowing that tomorrow would be more of the same. He lived for the mission. He played sometimes, but not often, and when it was over, he went back to work. He'd been doing it for so long that it was normal and expected. If he got up tomorrow and didn't have a mission, he'd probably go out of his mind. But today, there was still a mission. Mendez, he'd long ago stopped thinking of himself by any name but that one, watched the news while he got dressed. It was the usual roundup of horror and mayhem, but there was one particularly discordant note. The Russian ambassador to the United States had been assassinated in Moscow while America slept. It wasn't a particularly shocking occurrence these days, but it would definitely make the job harder as Washington reacted. They'd want to pull resources from other areas and concentrate them on Russia, and he'd have to argue for continuing the mission in many of the other places that needed it. The storm hadn't broken yet, so for now he fielded the usual calls about operations and statuses as he prepared for the day. His aide pulled up to the curb at precisely 5:30 a.m., and Mendez prepared to walk out the door. His phone rang, and he lifted it to his ear with a clipped, "Mendez."
"Good morning, Colonel,"
a cheerful voice said. Mendez stopped. "Black, what's up?" Because Ian Black never called unless there was something important going on, something that Mendez would want to hear. Maybe he knew something about the Russia situation.
"I'm saving your ass today, Colonel."
Lieutenant Connor waited patiently in the car as Mendez stared out the window.
"What does that mean?"
"It means I've got news you need to hear. Today, around 9 a.m., the military police will arrive at HOT HQ. They'll be accompanied by a general officer who's there to relieve you of command. They'll probably arrest you, by the way."
Iron formed a ball in his gut. It wasn't fear. It was fury.
"Why? And where did you hear this?"
"Why? Because the Russian ambassador is dead, and Vice President DeWitt has finally convinced the president that you're dangerous and need to be stopped."
Mendez reeled. Of course it was DeWitt. That little motherfucker. He'd been after HOT for the past couple of years. Being President Campbell's running mate in a successful election had elevated him to a position he'd only dreamed about, and given him the power to do things he couldn't do as a junior congressman.
"What does the ambassador's death have to do with me?"
"DeWitt is saying you ordered it, that you've overstepped your authority and you're operating a rogue organization."
Mendez wanted to commit violence against DeWitt in the worst way, but that was a fool's reaction, and he wasn't a fool.
"I'm not worried. The president's daughter is married to one of my operators. HOT reports directly to the president, and Campbell won't let HOT be defanged. I can handle an inquiry, especially one as baseless as this one."
"This isn't an inquiry. It's a witch hunt, and I can't tell you where I heard it, but trust me. It's real. The president is caving in to pressure whether he wants to or not. They have evidence, or he wouldn't have agreed to it."
"If they have evidence, it's fake. I can fight that."
"John, listen to me. There are some things you can't fight. Get out while you can. Fight this from the outside. I'll help."
Ian had never called him by his first name in all the time they'd known each other. Black was a mystery, a disavowed CIA agent who wasn't disavowed at all in Mendez's opinion. He was deep undercover, so deep that Mendez couldn't figure out who his handler was in the CIA. He'd questioned Samantha Spencer, the agent he'd had a mutually beneficial relationship with until a couple of months ago, but she claimed not to know anything.